Thank you for calling customer services. Trevor speaking. How may I help you today?
Hi. Can you identify the company that you represent at this moment?
Yes, ma'am. Well, we are a third-party call center, so we represent over 40 different companies and their products.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, I have two unidentifiable charges on my account that I'm not sure what they are.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get a zip code to pull up that account?
95236.
Thank you for that. And the first and last name?
Pardon me?
First and last name.
Okay. I don't know if I have an account. I'm trying to find out.
Yes, ma'am.
I
can further assist you if you can provide me with your first and last name to see if you have an account.
Okay, Gina Robertson.
All right, Ms. Robertson, I do see you have an account with us. Can you verify the address for me?
Negatory. Can you tell me what company the account is with?
No, ma'am, I cannot. Not until you verify the address for me.
Okay. What is SwiftNourish.com?
Like I said, ma'am, I'm not allowed to give out any information until the address is verified.
Okay, well, I'm kind of curious because I don't know what this is.
Yes,
so
ma'am. Like I said, I can assist you and let you know exactly what these charges are and what this product is if I can get you to verify this address for me.
I'm just going to have my bank investigation. I'll open that. And they'll have to figure it out because I don't want to give any information in case this is a phishing call because I have several bizarre charges here and I don't know who this company is.
Yes, ma'am. Well, like I said, if you could just verify an address for me, I could tell you exactly what these charges are for.
Can you tell me what the amount of the charges I'm...
Yes, ma'am. The $64.97 and that $5.97 and $5.97.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I live in Linden on Monte Vista.
All right. That's good enough. All right, so I am seeing here that you ordered the Vibe Watch and the Vibe Pods on the 12th of March.
No.
Yes, ma'am. Well, they do say they were delivered at your house on the 15th.
Okay, so what is the $64 for them? Because they were $5 a piece. I agree with that. What's the $64?
So, yes, ma'am. So what that is a 14-day trial. In the terms and conditions when you bought the watch and the earbuds, it did state in the terms and conditions that you accepted that you will be billed the full price of the product if you didn't call to cancel within them 14 days.
Wow, okay, so...
Well, what I can do is I can offer you 35% refund on that $64.97.
Yeah, that's a fucking ripoff.
Yes, ma'am, I do apologize for the inconvenience. I can't offer you a 50% refund of that money, of that $69.97.
Actually, I'm going to dispute it with my bank because
yes,
that
ma'am.
Was not the condition that I agreed with.
Yes, ma'am, so I can't offer you 75% of your money back.
I agreed to spend, I was offered $5 to purchase these for $5.
Yes, ma'am. Like
I
said,
want them.
In the terms and conditions, it did state that after the 14 days, it would charge you the full price of the product. But what I can do is...
I never pushed agree. I backed out of the website when I realized what was happening.
Yes, ma'am. So what I can do is offer you a full refund for that product.
Yes, that's what I'm getting to.
Yes, ma'am. Just give me one moment while I get that refunded to you, okay?
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. All right, Ms. Robinson, I did go ahead and get that refunded too. So you are receiving $64.97 back, and you should see that in your bank account in 3 to 5 business days. All right.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, sir. That was my only question.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Disconnecting call, disconnecting call.